But you know, I've got a new text. I ain't never told no, I'm going to tell y'all. I ain't never told nobody. Just got it 2 days ago. I'm going to preach on born into what one of these days? Born into what? That's what I'm going to preach on one of these days. Born into what? Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. It ain't like Brother S. says in Texas, you ain't got no trouble. Yeah, you have got trouble. I believe that story. That's one of the most unreasonable statements for anybody to look at the human family and say, you ain't got no trouble. Lord, that can't be true. Amen. I'm going to preach on what are you born into. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. You calling for it, and you born into it. But then I'm going to go over there where Jesus talked about that born again. I'm going to study on this, Father, Brother Blue, but where Jesus talked about that born again experience, I'm going to preach on what you're born into. Born into what? Glory and honor and peace unto everyone that doeth good. Whew, aren't you glad you got saved? Born into peace. Whew. I got two words on my mind tonight, and I've been thinking about them. And I'm going to preach them to y'all. I got two full pages of remarks here because I can't go and read all the scriptures. Most of this is written down as scriptures is what it is. But I came praying that the Lord had helped me to think of something. I've got up to preach and couldn't think of anything hardly. I'm not like one brother, but I have been that bad off. He said he announced his text and forgot what he told him he was going to preach on. Said he'd had the flu and he got up by faith and he wasn't really well yet. He announced his text and just left his mind, just had a blank out and couldn't even remember what he told him he was going to preach on. Let's have a good time. Guess we'll have a good time's a bad time. That's right. You feel the Spirit here tonight. You wasn't a hypocrite, and well, you felt it, didn't you? I didn't have to feel a bit more than that last night when we prayed for Pauline Edwards. Ain't been able to sleep. Sets up in that chair. Had something wrong with her. I don't know how long. She's had a bad time for 2 years, look like. And I don't know that she's completely well tonight, but I do know we prayed for her last night. And I felt like God heard us and God moved. And you know, because one said she slept last night. Hadn't been able to sleep, you know. Woke up in the night and turned over, went back to sleep and slept again. Well, God will fix it like Bunyan. He said, who knows but what I will sleep and dream again. When he wrote Pilgrim's Progress. Psalms 18th chapter, first verse. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation and my high tower. That's the reason that old songwriter said, he's my rock, my sword, and my shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's the governor of the nation. Bless his name. Great God, I feel like tonight having a camp meeting if I was by myself. My old preacher buddy at Subiaco, Arkansas, got so sick he thought he'd die and lay in the house. God said to him in the middle of the night, if you'll arise and go into the cornfield, I'll heal you. Got up, staggered around, put them overalls on, come out of that house and staggered up in that moonlight in the cornfield between them rows. Felt as bad as he did, and he left the house. God said, I thought you told me if I'd go into the cornfield, you'd heal me. Power of God come upon him, and he kicked the rocks off the side of the mountain, danced in the Spirit, healed with the power of God. He's my rock, my sword, and my shield. He's the wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's the governor of the nation. Bless his name. And if I know anything about the King James Version, I ain't got time to fool with nothing else. It's too late in the day. If I know anything about Bible prophecy, I'm not smart. But if I know anything, it's coming to pass, son, just exactly like you said it would. That's the reason the teaching of the whole world is locked on a piece of real estate no bigger than the state of Texas. That's the reason it's locked on Palestine. Ain't it coming to pass just like you thought it? The Bible taught it just exactly. Whew, the Lord is my strength. Got my mind on two words tonight, renew and strength. Let's look quick. I'll try to get some scripture into this. Let's look at the Bible. All right, let's look at Psalm 27 and 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom will I be afraid? And again in the 28th chapter in the 6th verse. Blessed be the Lord because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. Thank God. The Lord is my strength, my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointing. I want to talk a while to you about strength and renew. Isaiah, I'll have to tell you some of it because it get too long here. But Exodus 13:3 said, with strength of hand he brought you out. Always does it different. Never does it like the world does it. Amen. No, he never does it like they do it. It proved to the world when you read that book, you either believe it or you don't believe it. And if you believe it, you know there's a supernatural, immortal, eternal Jehovah God. That's the only way you can do it. Because it's too full of things, it's unbelievable. Hallelujah. I just feel stirred. That's what's the matter with me. Isaiah 40:31 said, they that wait, somebody ain't got patience enough to wait. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're going to talk about two words tonight, strength and renew. And renew their strength. I used to sing a song when I was home, just a boy growing up. I was raised up just a common boy. You know, we sang songs that just about as spiritual as some of the modern day religious songs. It wasn't even Christian songs. I say we sang songs that weren't even Christian songs. It's about as religious as some of the modern day Christian songs. We sang Steamboat Bill took the whippoorwill down the Mississippi. Well, no curse words in it or nothing like that. We sang Ramshackle Shack in Old Carolina, tearing me back to that home of mine. I'm going to talk about a renew a while. Some folks like to go back and renew the acquaintance. You see the old song, I went to the doors off, had before, but nobody answered me. Everybody I met was a rank stranger. Everybody I saw was a stranger to me. I like to renew the old acquaintance, you know, and go back where I was raised and meet the folks. But too late. Too late. Too late. I'd love to meet Grandpa tonight. He rode into Oklahoma in the turn of the century. From Evelyn Chade, Arkansas, one of them rode in. The other one rode in from Chattanooga, Tennessee. My uncle and my grandpa rode in from Evelyn Chade. The Colors and Whites is buried back there at Evelyn Chade, Arkansas, in the same graveyard together. They brought the slaves in. My great-greats brought the slaves in with them. Oh, I wish Grandpa was here tonight. I'd just like to renew that handshake and hug his neck again. God's going to fix it so we'll have a body that can take it. I mean, it ain't going to die on us. We're going to have one. How sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream when memory recalls them now and then. And with what rapture sweet my weary heart would be if I could hear my mother pray again. We'd like to renew some things that we can't, but there's some things we can renew, and some folks need to get after it. Amen. My heart is longing now for the days of long ago and the old-fashioned church house where Mama used to go. Choir, you'd scarcely say, was the best you ever heard. But the old-fashioned preacher proclaimed God's holy word. That old-fashioned preacher, he told us of the cross, how Jesus came down to save those who were lost. You could feel the Holy Spirit, and you knew that God was there when the old-fashioned preacher would kneel to lead in prayer. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We had more in Sunday school than one little church of pastored when everything all over the country was shut down. I mean shut down. A snow 4 and 5 foot deep. Had more in Sunday school than we did any other Sunday nearly. Whew, that's getting strength, ain't it? I'm going to preach on renew strength. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you a minute here. I want to read you something. There's a magazine comes out from Texas. I don't take it. I have in past time. It had a lot of good things in it. And it's all authentic. They assure that because it advertises the state of Texas. Texas Highway is what it's called. Some things in it didn't like. But, I mean, it had a lot of good information about the their places at fish and all that. Thomas Jefferson Stout Jackson, born northwest of Fort Worth in 1890, may have been one of the stoutest men in history. Stout was a small boy. Even as an adult, his size did not increase in measure with his strength. As a 155-pound senior in school, he twisted horseshoes with his hands and hoisted 1,500 pounds with a back lift. On this page is 13 men standing on a platform. It's an untouched, just a black and white untouched photo of Stout Jackson. He's underneath it with his hands on top of a sawed-off stump. And he's raised all 13 of them, and they average about 150 apiece. And old Stout Jackson weighed 160. You don't have to look like a horse or big as an elephant to have strength. I'd have been to church Sunday morning, but the car had a flat on it. Great God, how many miles do you live from church? Ain't over 15, you could have walked. Brother Moore, you're unreasonable. It wouldn't be if Vince Wilson was here that morning. He got up on Christmas morning, didn't have no Christmas for his children, and walked to church, and he wrote it like this. Listen to me, I'm preaching on strength and renew tonight. Renew and strength. Hey, that wait on the Lord shall get on back where they was. Renew their strength. What's happened to Mother Jackson? She's been waiting on God. That's the reason she's moved up like she has, and strong as an ox spiritually, and renewed her strength. Vince never said nothing about how far it was. Said he went to church, and there's four or five preachers there besides him. And said he didn't know why I went, but said a man asked me over to his house, and he reached me. That's the way Vince said it. He reached me some money. And there's a little store down there. It's open. Vince went by and picked up a nickel worth of sugar and 10 cents worth of flour. You could buy a bunch then for a nickel or dime. And all he could carried it back home. When he set it down on his floor, his little girl shouted and jumped and hollered for glee. No, it wasn't a Christmas present. Just because he had something to eat. He never thought to tell that he walked 30 miles. 15 over and 15 back. He never told that. Had to twist that stuff out of him. My God, have mercy, son. Have you ever trot-lined all night long in the water till it was so cold it marked you where it hit you when you went in to run the line? Yow! You could hear a scream like a panther clear down the river. Great God, I'd be ashamed to tell it if I didn't have enough strength to get to Sunday school when I didn't have any more than a little toothache. My God, have mercy. Old Stout Jackson went over yonder into Lubbock, Texas in 1924, back lifted a platform loaded with 12 standard bales of cotton, a total of 6,472 pounds. Check it out. Texas highways, it goes all over the country. They try to prove what they say. 76 years of age, he is still bending railroad spikes with his hands, 160 pounds. Now, I'm not telling you that I preach that you ought to be stout as Stout Jackson, but I am saying to you the Bible has a message with it about strength. The Lord is my strength, the maker of the mountains. Lived to be 86. Stout Jackson. Little old man. You have met any little old people, wasn't for them, the church had crumbled long ago. You have met a big old, you like that old boy led them songs tonight? I like the way he leads them. I can't help it. I loved it. I just like the way he leads the song. You see him get into it? I could tell when he started, he don't even need a grunt out of me, but he's going to get it anyhow. He don't need no backing from me. He's just a going on anyway. He used my body and he told, I can't preach for singing and can't sing for preaching. Glory to God. You know what it takes to fight? It takes strength to fight. And the Bible said, fight the good fight of faith. Joe Louis whipped men because he had a left hand that he practiced with day and night. The fastest left on record. He kept it in the man's face. He couldn't see Joe for his left hand. Then he never did know what hit him when he hit him with his right. Gene Tooney run backwards as far as he did forwards. Men said, what are you running backwards for? I said, Jack Dempsey's the Minneapolis Mauler. If I ever get that right hand, I'm gone. He said, I got to learn to get away from him. That's the way he whipped Jack Dempsey. Was getting away from him. Run down the road backwards, developing how to retreat. You know, the devil make fun of me. Say, well, you better not be a coward. You do what God tells you to. You develop yourself where you can dance out of the way of that thing after a while. It don't always be getting you. Need a little strength. You're not like that old boy in Arkansas told the pastor, I'd love to have the Holy Ghost, and every time I go to the woods to seek the Holy Ghost, I search myself for a cigarette. I used to have the habit bad. I didn't have strength enough to quit it. Couldn't quit it. But I got strength one night. Woo, got strength one night. That pastor looked at him and said, you don't have the backbone of a red worm. Now he's talking to a boy that's got temper. I got Indian arse, and the devil used to have the devil. I had two kind of Indian and Irish, and then the devil too, and that's bad. I wasn't no king fighter, but that's what I've done is fought. I mean, I just had it in me. I didn't want to fight my friend, but I couldn't stand bullies and all that stuff. I ain't bragging about that a bit. I want to tell you something. God can give you strength. He can help you overcome your obstacle. That old boy said, a search pastor said, you don't have the backbone of a red worm. Whoo! How out of order can a pastor get? What I want to know is how out of order our world's going to get when it won't take a thing from the man of God that he tells them and smart all smart remarks to them and won't even do a thing they tell them to do. A fella sat on my porch the other day and he said, L.D., need to talk to you. Ever been to me in my life? Got a brother on two of the biggest stores in the country. Sat on my front porch. He said, I don't talk to you. I said, all right, talk. He said, now, I'm in trouble. I said, yeah. Never been to church with him in his life. He wasn't professing religion. He had been taught that he could want to be saved and always be saved. Of course, that's, unreasonable. That ain't even reasonable. But anyway, great God, free moral agent's choice is taken away from him when you tell him that. If you're a free moral agent to accept God, you're a free moral agent to reject God. But anyway, he said, I drank a little beer. I said, hold it right there, son. If you think I'm going to pet that, forget it. That's the starting of an alcoholic right there. That little beer you're talking about, the starting of an alcoholic. He rambled on a little bit, and I didn't have time to mess with him. I cut across and said, where's the woman at in it? He said, well, I guess that there is a woman. Did your wife know about her? Yeah. I said, will she stay with you if you quit her? If you got any children? I got a 15-year-old girl. All right. I said, will your wife stay? Yeah. He said, she would stay. I said, you know how to quit? Stop! You know how to stop? Quit! You don't wave at her no more. I don't care if they say you're a high hat. You don't wave at her no more. You don't speak to her no more. You don't talk to her on the phone. You don't write her a note and tell her it's over. Quit. I'm going to preach on strength tonight and renew my strength. I'm not making fun of you because you ain't got none, but if you don't have, I'm here to try to help you so we can get you some strength. Brother Vince said it'd make a jackrabbit spit in the bulldog's face. Now, that's what Vince Wilson said. If you got the grace of God to hold of you enough, it'd make a jackrabbit spit in the bulldog's face. Old boy down in Texas told him he's going to whip him. Fellas told the preacher, I'm fixing to whip him. He said, you want me to lay down? I like you. We got to have strength. The only way you get it sometime is to wait on God. Wait on him a while. Quit fussing about it. Wait on him. I've got a lot to say that's real scriptural right now, not being so scriptural, but I'm going to tell you what that mad thing done. That preacher said, you don't have the backbone of a red worm. He got mad as fire. Old preacher just looked at him. He didn't hate him. He loved him. He went home, went to the woods again. He shook the bushes. He rolled on the ground. My God, he said, have mercy on such a worm as me. Let such a little thing as that get me down. Prayed through and got the Holy Ghost and far. Sure he quit tobacco. He sure quit tobacco. Just buried Mother Holcomb, Earl Holcomb's mother. 40 years taught a class in church. 25 years perfect attendance record. Well, I'll tell you how she done that. She never did feel bad. Felt just as bad as you do. Got up on Sunday morning with a headache and got in the car and went to church. I'm going to preach on renew my strength tonight. I felt like there'd be somebody here that needs to get some strength. I'm not preaching myself. I'm not telling you that I've never needed strength. I'm not telling you I haven't had to wait and beg God to make a man out of me. Hey! I may have missed it trying to preach tonight. I seem like I was anointed to sing. Hell, don't go to playing that piano. If you do, I'll go to singing. Glory to God. Strength. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 41:10 in the Bible said, I will strengthen thee. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Preacher man, did you read about that revival God sent that prophet to hold? I've helped one or two like that and like to kill me. How was your last meeting? Let's talk about three or four before that. For the ones I think I may have later. I'm going to send you to a hard-headed, rebellious bunch. Their forehead is harder than a diamond stone. That's harder than flint rock. But I'm going to fix you, preacher man. I'm going to make your forehead hard against theirs. All they can say when they got through it has been button head with a bunch of hard heads. They cannot say there's not been a prophet amongst them. You won't get no results when you go. There won't be nobody answered. If you ain't careful, I'll fan you out, boys. I ain't bragging that I've stood. I'm going to tell you what, the devil fan preachers out. We got a bunch of good preachers here. Don't you folks take offense. You may not understand this language, but they do. They do. I'll make your forehead hard against her. Be not dismayed when you look out there and that old sister's saying. When that old sister just clean her fingernail like she never had clean them in her life and clean them for an hour and a half. You preacher won't say amen, but you're afraid to, I believe. Does he preach his way at home? Ask Beatrice. 47 years, it ain't ruined me. Hell, I myself want to renew my strength. Hey, tell me that old eagle, when he gets old, will fly as high as it can get. Lay up down on a rock in that sun and let that sun pull the poison out of him. You got to get your feet on a rock. Lay there. Bible said in Isaiah 63:1, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments of Bozrah, traveling in the greatness of his strength, glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, mighty to save. I love singing. You don't have to have no choir. You don't have to have no special. You don't have to have no amen. Have nobody back. Go into a congregation where the preacher was green with envy. Didn't want to pray for the sick because it was Sunday. And he said, anybody, or Sabbath day, whatever you think it was. But he said, men ought to come some other day to be healed, but not on the Sabbath. He never healed them no other day. What is he talking about? What other day did they do that on? What a liar. Ought to come some other day and be healed, but not. Well, they wasn't healing no day in that church. They had the strength to pull a donkey out of the ditch and miss church to say, why was Brother Throckmorton, why wasn't he here? Well, he couldn't have thought about being here. The mule got stuck in the mud, I'll have you know. Don't nobody lift a word against him. Because he ain't here because he's pulling a mule out of the ditch. Here come Jesus Christ, traveling in the greatness of his strength, without a choir to back him, didn't own a mule, slept on a pile of leaves on the side of the Mount of Olives every night, and early in the morning he was in the temple preaching to them and healing them. Traveling in the greatness of his strength. Ain't nobody ever been here could lay their life down and take it up again. Ain't no prophet ever walked here could lay his life down and take it up again. Hey, take it not from me. Don't tell the world they brutally killed me and I couldn't have done nothing about it. Like an angel come and wipe the whole world out. But they take it not from me. I'll lay it down of myself. I have power. Ooh. I have power to lay it down and take it again. Early on one morning, about the break of day, an angel came from the glory world and he rolled that stone away. And them fellas, they told the guard it. What's your name? What's happened here? How'd he get out? They stood like dead men and couldn't even open their mouth. Who is he? Traveling in the greatness of his strength. Coming out of Edom. He don't have to have anybody help him. He don't have to have anybody sing for him. He don't have to build folks' faith or nothing. He's traveling in the greatness of his own strength. The Lord is my strength. Young man, you get God for your strength, and all us old grandpas, I'm a grandpa, when we are gone, you'll walk out there. Yeah. Young lady, you pray and get strength from God, and you'll walk out there. My grandson's been through some horrible stuff, but you know what he's doing? He's the only piano player got now. And he said, Grandpa, I want to take up your work. I didn't ask him to tell me that. I won't pet him too much. Seems like that don't hardly develop muscles. You know, I don't know how your daddy raised you, LL. I appreciate seeing your brother. Believe it, beat your looks. He looks a little better than you. I believe your brother's pretty than you. I really do. But LL, when Dad raised me, said, clean it. Well, I'll say, he looked younger than you. You know, Daddy said, clean the yard, son. Yeah. And if I didn't clean it, I got cleaned. He raised me to be a man and not a mouse. And God would like for you to have strength and not weakness. Yes, and weak. Well, Paul said his strength is made perfect in weakness. I want to help you tonight, but I hope I can stir you a little so you'll get back there. Get a hold of something so you can help us with church. Help get your lost children saved, your lost neighbor saved. Help the power of God to fall. I've been in many church. I said, oh God, if it hadn't been for that mother, if it hadn't been for that young lady, if it hadn't been for that dad, we'd have had a mighty dry meeting today, but because they had the strength of God in them. I speak as a fool, but do you know why Sister Collins wanted to hear from Brother Moore when she had that cancer deal? She felt like God might speak to me. I wouldn't write you. I wouldn't call you. I wouldn't do nothing. I couldn't. I said, I can't write him and tell him that she's going to have to be ready like I did Brother T. Long. That God's calling him. He's going to have to go. I couldn't do it. I ain't got nothing to say. One day the Lord said, now is the time. And you write her and tell her. Well, I didn't have a bit of fear in the world to tell her. Hallelujah. Not a bit. Hey, they wait on the Lord. He's traveling in the greatness of his strength. I stilled the tempest up on that sea, and I walked up on that wave. I cleansed the lepers from their spots, and I opened up the grave. Some said that I was a prophet when they saw the work that I'd done. But the Bible plainly tells you I am God's only son. Who was that man saw coming out of Edom with garments dyed as red as the crimson flow? Well, it was that man who died on Calvary's mountain to save us from that awful place below. Prophets prophesied and they said just what this man would be. He would cause the lame to leap and shout, the blinded eyes to see. All power was given in his hands, and he bore our grief and our shame. And if you don't know just who he is, King Jesus is his name. I'm going to hurry on with it. But strength, you got to have strength. It takes strength to fight. It takes strength to walk on by. It takes strength to turn your head lots of times. It takes strength to overcome the lust of the flesh. It takes strength to overcome the lust of the eye. It takes strength to overcome and battle for the Lord. The Bible's told the young men, he said, be strong. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:1, said, my son, be strong. We are talking about renewing. And the Lamentations 5:21 said, renew our days as of old. Look, now, I'm not making this. I didn't come here to de-Christianize you. I didn't come here to tell you this church is full of people tonight that's weak as a cat ever was and can't do nothing. But the Lord, I thought, dealt with me about strength and renewing. Renew our strength as it was back yonder. I'm coming back to the choir. I'm coming back to Sunday school. I'm going back studying that Bible. You know, buddy, I used to be a good singer. I mean, I was a pretty kind of good singer. I could sing in G and D, too. I mean it. And you know what? I sung one night, and old boy said, sound like a hoot owl to me. I liked to done my last hoot that night, too. I mean, I'd like to knock the hoot out of me. Took me 3 minutes to get over that. I mean, it like to knock me plumb out of key and everything. The devil wants you down and out. And if you're not, he'll tell him you are anyhow, but you can prove to him you're not. Amen. Amen. I'm not making fun of you. But you don't want to admit, and I don't either, what a little thing it was to cause you to fall, and you ought to have plenty of strength to get over that. Your strength's going down on you. Amen? Got to have a little more strength. We sang a song years ago, "Do You Feel Constrained to Tell It?" I changed words to song without asking permission from the fellow that copyrighted it. I may get sued someday. Do you feel the strength to tell it? I changed it. Do you love the narrow way? Are you happy? Hallelujah. Are you one of them today? There's three full-blood Indians standing right in front of me. Couldn't hardly talk English at all. I got to preaching and got happy. Lord, bless you be. That's when we had to, I believe it's just maybe before I married you, we had the 33 Chevrolet. That's, you know, the devil knocks strength out of you something if he can. Bees here, but I don't want to get an old story, but you know, we got down to 15 cents in our pocket, not over half a gallon of gas in a gas tank, 5 boots in one tar, 3 boots in another, no spare tar, not half as big as your fist on a house trailer tar, and the tongue of the front of the trailer wasn't over that far from the ground. I can live with that. It's a homemade trailer. The only thing we heated it with was a kerosene stove in the end of it, and that's what we cooked on, too. Did you ever try to put one of them out? Lord, them's the dangerous things in the world, them old kerosene stove. Every morning, the quilt froze to the wall because it didn't have no insulation. And I've broke the ice loose a lot of mornings. Traveling evangelist, that's what being. This is just before that happened, though. And I went out to preach and tell folks that God was real and that God could help you. And went on the street corners and preached to people and tried my best to get them to come to God. And you know what? The Lord had mercy upon me and give me strength to go tell it. I feel like tonight, as I'm talking, that the Lord is dealing with people here about their condition. I'm honest. No, I don't do this. Well, I'm not against papers. I like to read them. I read these boys' publications. I'm not against them, but I can't put one out because if I did, and I report on all my meetings, I'd have to report on some of the driest, deadest services you was ever in, and not an amen. But I do believe God's moving. I believe that. I've heard some of our young ones that's made the old man put spits rington back in the heel. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I do hope I have some spiritual strength tonight. I'd hate for that old girl down home that arm wrestles folks and beats everybody she wrestles nearly. I'd hate for a woman to out arm wrestle me spiritually, wouldn't you? My God, help us. Hey. I'm going to have to hurry. I've got a lot more things here to say, and I'm going to lose them as I go. Be strong. It takes strength to fight. And 2 Kings 19:3 and Isaiah 37:3, the Bible said, he didn't have strength to bring forth. Church can get in that shape. Amen. All the labor we can put out and all the effort we can do, we don't have strength to bring forth. Well, I never thought I'd be one, but I'm happy now to say, although I used to hate them, I am one of them today. Yes, I feel the strength to tell it, and I love the narrow way, and I'm happy, hallelujah, because I'm one of them today. Renew. Renew my strength. Renew my strength. I see people down the mall down home. They had a heart attack. Got in trouble with the heart. They're walking that fast pace around the inside of that mall. They don't care who sees them. You can't stop them to ask them what's wrong with them or what's right with them or nothing. Just around, 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 around. I see women in slacks. I see old gray-headed men. I see middle-aged men. I see younger people. They just are walking up a storm in that. They trying to get the strength back. I wouldn't mind to get a spiritual glimpse of a few of y'all tonight. Praise God. I'm not going to let that get me down. I'm not going to quit the church over that. I'm not going to lose out with God over that. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep on. Even if you make a tape like me and B did, and she's playing the mandolin, I'd play the guitar. She's in G and I's in B flat. We run the whole thing that way. She don't know what key I'm in. I don't know what key she is in. You ought to heard that. That'd bring a crowd itself. Unbelievable. I hope you don't get a hold of that tape, LL. Hallelujah. enough to make you give up playing an instrument. I was over in Old Mexico the other day, and an old man coming off the street where they sold him tacos. There, some boys wanted one. A bunch, I wanted one. One's all I could eat. Couldn't make much of a missionary. I looked at meat over there. One's all I could eat. This old man standing on the sidewalk and had a guitar in his hand, had a string turned against his belly. I'm preaching on the Lord is my strength tonight. Renew me, Lord. Make me back like I used to be. Help me to get. There's plenty of scriptures with this. I'm just talking too much between them. What's mine? I've tried to improve on that. But you know that old man stood out there. The strings turned against his belly on the old guitar. Turned the guitar over. Never did make a key. He just put this finger and that one up by the neck. Never did even press them on the strings. Every string on it was out of tune. It all broke if you tried to tune them. Yes, there was nothing in tune on it. And we were eating here, and it's just an open place where the birds and the bugs and everything just run in and out, you know, when they want to. And he's seen us in our table, and here he comes. Ah, blah, 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 blah. Never did make a key. Ah, blah, 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 singing. Ah, blah, 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 blah. And I said, the management will run him out of here. They won't let him run the company. But they didn't, Tricia didn't. And he just kept coming till he got nose to nose with him. Nearly said, ah, blah, 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 blah. I laughed. He didn't. He'll make you want to give him a quarter. Even if he's a crook. I couldn't help but admire him after it was over. Pitiful sound ever heard. He didn't stop him. Do you feel the strength to tell it? Did anybody ever bless you with something they did for God that as far as it being all together in order and all together in tune and all together in key, it wasn't, but you felt the Spirit. My old brother Jim over yonder in D Queen, before he died, he'd sang all four parts if there wasn't nobody else to help. I do not walk alone, and I am not afraid. When troubles are gathering around, I'm not dismayed. Sang all four of them. That's what he'd do. I wish Brother Bench was here. If it's pouring down rain like it was in Glenwood, Arkansas, when he come in late to the meeting, just couldn't hardly get their water so deep everywhere. Come in, power of God's falling, had them big old high buckle over shoes, forgot to take them off. When he come in, the power of God's falling, he danced all over the place. He didn't know what the folks were laughing at. They're laughing them brogans they had on. He didn't know it. He had forgot about them. I wish some folk get strong enough to forget about something and just come on. In fancy, I can hear as if it were today. When he said the blood of Jesus would take our sins away, there seemed to be a tear in almost every eye. When he told us how for love the Savior had to die. That old-fashioned preacher, he told us of the cross, how Jesus came down to save those who were lost. You could feel the Holy Spirit, and you knew that God was there. When that old-fashioned preacher would kneel to lead in prayer. Sister Ruth Shepherd fell between the house and barn, puking up blood again. What we call the old consumption, TB, fell between the house and barn. She'd had many hemorrhages. She said, my father, my earthly father's gone. If he is here, he'd help me. He can't help me. Would you help me? God healed her immediately. Never had another one live for years and years. Did you ever read in the Bible where the Bible said the speech pleased the Lord? Solomon's speech. Did you ever say anything pleased the Lord? That woman had said, yet truth, Lord, yet the dogs under the trouble table eat of the crumbs from the master's table. She opened the door with that. For this saying, Jesus said, go your way. Your devil's gone out of your door. You can say some things he likes. You know, we like to hear things. I like what was said in World War II when Germany declared war on us. So what? That's what we said. Two words, so what? I like Winston Churchill when he said to the Englishman, I give you nothing but blood and sweat and tears, and we shall fight them in the air and on the sea and on the land, and blood and sweat and tears is all I can promise you. Stirred the blood of every Englishman. Scared Hitler so bad if he'd have crossed the English Channel, he'd have whipped England, he'd have won the world. But they had him so scared, he thought they had something. They didn't have what he thought they had, but they had the determination and the strength. They had the strength. I'd like to have my strength renewed, wouldn't you? Everything knocked the strength out of you. I'd like to have strength like Elisha had when he died. Laying there dying. That old king come unto him and said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen are off. Why'd he say that? He remembered when Elijah left Elisha. And that's what Elisha said when Elijah left. My father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen are off. When that old king come to his deathbed, he said the same thing to Elisha. My father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen are off. And Elisha said, get your bow and arrow. Him sick! He still had the strength of God in his bones when he was dying. Get your bow and arrow. Lay on his bed. Put your hand on it. Laid his hand on the king's hand. Shot the arrows out the window. Get the arrows, he said. Hit the ground. Hit the floor. Hit three times. Said, y'all, one more than that. You'll defeat the king of Syria three times. He'll come back and get you. You'll be bound to him from then on. Well, that's what happened to him. Amen. And then he died. And they buried him. The Moabites wasn't it, Brother Blue. I believe Moabites come in at the beginning of the year. They all went out to fight at the beginning of the year. Most kings in. That's when they wedded the sword. Beginning of the year, they went out to fight. They all like to fight. I've seen folks like that. You'd think it's going on, there wasn't no fight going on. Wasn't going on, there wasn't a bloody fight going on. Couldn't hardly have a Bible class without having a bloody fight. They thought you had to have a bloody argument before you could even do anything. Great God. Have mercy. One of the fellows died, and they had nowhere to bury him. There was Elisha's tomb, and they let him down, and his feet touched Elisha, and jumped straight up, and four men fainted at the top of the tomb. I've always preached a few things that ain't in the Bible. Four men fainted at the top of the tomb. They looked in there and seen that dead man stand straight up. They said, no. Same thing happened when Jesus Christ, traveling in the greatness of his strength, raised that widow, one widow of Nain's son from the dead, and four or five folks fainted. When that young man had been dead, sat up and said, hello, Mom, Cuthud. You know they did. Hallelujah. I do not walk alone. You can walk a good peace if that's the way you're traveling. You'll be able to walk a good peace if you've got God in your heart and that much strength. You'll be able to make it all right. I don't know how your strength's holding up. But some folks just put on and ain't got none. Amen. Bible talked about renew your mind and renew your inward man day by day and be renewed in the spirit of your mind and be by the renewal of the Holy Ghost. You know what Joshua 14:10 said? I'm going to come to close. I'm not as interested. You deserve better than this. Maybe I'll do better if I don't. Maybe God will move on to someone else tomorrow night. We'll have a better time. But look here. Do you remember Caleb, Joshua and Caleb? He's 88 years old. Moses, he said, give me this mountain. Uh-oh, wait a minute, Joshua. Give me this mountain. He said, 40 years ago, come out here. I'm 88. As my strength was then, so is it now. Wouldn't you like to be like that? I hope I don't get old and just fan out. I hope when men come to my room, if the Lord wants me to die on the bed, they can feel the power of God in there. We had an old boy down home. He could pinch with his toe next to his big toe. Ain't many I've ever met that could do that. When his young man, they'd sit around the old wood stove down home, and about bedtime, he'd be talking to the boys, and while one of them turns his head, he'd slip that foot over and latch on to him with that big toe and the one next to it. Woo! Just put him up the wall. This paints up far out of him with it. Now also, when I'm old and gray-headed, Psalm 71:18, O God, forsake me not, till I've shewed thy strength unto this generation and thy power unto everyone. I'm preaching on renewing and strength tonight. Till I've shewed thy power unto this generation, thy strength unto everyone that is to come. Thy strength unto this generation, thy power unto everyone is to come. He got old and they met at a family reunion, stayed all night, some of them. About time to go to bed, one of them said to him, Uncle, can you still paint with that old toe like you used to? He never said nothing. They just got to visiting again. They seen there was. They just eased around, hooked on to one of them. Same old thing again. Now also when I'm old and gray-headed. How about it, Dad? How about it, Dad? You know, it's pitiful to just sit around and hear the world talk about what all they're into. And nobody there with strength enough to change the subject and put them back into conversation where God can help them. Amen. Hallelujah. I went to Vince Wilson's bed when he's dying. They said he won't know you. Said he's bad. Said he's bad. Said he don't know nobody. And I walked up to Vince's bed. I said, Vince? Brother Vince, I said, do you know me? Why, sure. He said, I know you. It's L.D. Moore. Said, we've been in many good meetings together. Well, as my strength was then, so is it now. Give me this mountain. And he whipped the britches off of the descendants of the giants off that and took it. I've got a friend down home. I'm going to stop pretty soon. I know you're worried. I'd be worried too. You need to quit saying amen or even shaking your head. Maybe I'll discourage me and I'll slow down. Well, I had an old man, 85, laying on his back down in Oklahoma. Prayed for him. He said, the children said, Daddy, let us get you a doctor. He said, 40 years, God's healed my children. He was older when he got saved. He said, step out of the room, let me think about it. And he stepped out and come back and said, why is Paul a good thing? He said, I'm old, let me die. God said to him, I've added to your life 15 years. Do you remember anybody God said that to? I've not met many folks in life that had parallel experiences with some Bible characters, but Haskell Coppedge has been going to heaven for a while now, but Hack was a good friend of mine. Everybody called him Hack. But Hack was a professional gambler and a bad alcoholic. Sitting in the kitchen one morning, he kept his jug sitting right on the table. He'd run all over the whole country and come back to Mama's house and bring a jug with him. He'd take a drink of that booze every morning. He reached to get his booze, and something knocked him out of the chair into the floor, and Hack lay on the floor. Light showing around him. Haskell Coppedge. I've been in a while, boys. I've met a bunch of them. In my beginning, I met some great men. It was great men. You heard the stories about the 10 preachers. There wasn't nothing to. I'm going to tell you, I met something, had something. I met some of them, had something. Yes, sir, buddy. I met some of them make a shake out there. They're close to God. And that old boy said, I looked around. I said, it's the police. They've knocked me out of the chair. They arrested me again. I said, I couldn't get up. I looked for the shoes. I raised my head as best I could. See if I couldn't raise up. He said, it's holding me down. He said, I couldn't see any shoes anywhere. He said, it's God Almighty. Prayed to and got saved and preached for years. Old Hack. Old Hack. You know, there's similar experiences in the Bible that men have. I don't meet a lot of people that have had experiences as great as those men have, but I met a few that was close to God. They preached the gospel till they died. I'm going to cut my little scattered remarks short tonight, and I want you to meet me here. It's early yet. Lord have mercy. Bill ain't got the hamburgers warmed up good yet, I don't imagine. But look, who is it here tonight? You kind of run out on his strength. I didn't think I'd do that, Brother Moore. I thought I was a better man than that. I thought I was stouter than that. Look, you did it. What are you going to do about it now? Hey, that wait up on the Lord. Can I get back where I was? I think you can. I think you can. You know, one thing I was never sent to preach, I never have been anointed to preach it hard at all. I've never been sent to preach. You're going too far. I'm not saying I've never mentioned that, but that's not the message the Lord gives me. Go into all the world and preach the good news, the gospel. Tell them I'll save. Tell them I'll heal. Tell them I'll deliver. Tell them there's help in me. Tell them to try me and see. I've never been able to kneel by men that says God won't save me and agree with them. I say I wasn't sent to preach that. I was sent to preach you'd save. Save. He has saved some men that folks have criticized him for it. He has saved some men that folks have criticized him for it. They thought, according to the way they preached, God wouldn't save them. But he did. He did. He did save them. How many is here? Oh, this is going to get close. Well, what's that matter? What if it's God's judgment? This ain't the judgment. We got the altars. We got a chance to move up. Let folks think what they want to. Amen? If you was here and you had cancer and you wanted healed of it, and I'd say, who's got cancer? Why, you just say me. Because you won't get rid of it. You won't get rid of it. Now look, without preaching this other 45 minutes that I've got here to preach, I hear my wife saying, "You've said enough." Who says aloud, be the rest will get that. Are you man enough and woman enough? Young man, young lady, older person. Look, young lady, young man, don't you leave home to get married to get away from home. Because that'll run out pretty quick. And if you didn't marry for love, you don't have no home. Huh? Young lady, has the devil told you, you better grab the first one you can get because you may not be able to get a man? You got to get stronger than that. You've got to get up closer to God than that. Because you get trapped somewhere in something you ain't got no business in. Young man, the devil tell you you're so ugly, they don't no girl ever like you. Had you looked me in the face? If I ever meet a man that says I'd win a beauty contest, I'm going to tell him you ought to go give yourself up or shut up because there's something wrong with you. There's one for you somewhere. And you don't have to give up and give out and go get your hair whacked off and paint your face up. I seen a woman the other day had ear bobs on that long. I don't know how it kept from hurting her ears. The heathen in Africa ain't no worse off than we are. We've got little babies in America crying every weekend and during the week while mama has its ears pierced so she can put things in its ears. That's just as heathen as they are in the jungle. No, I ain't going to get hung up on dress or nothing. I ain't going to do it. But I want to ask you something. Have you got any strength? Amen. Walk on by. Legs, walk on by. Walk on by. Why, it's better to run, leave your coat tired than it is to stay there with your coat. You know, I think a lot of folks have been better off to left a few things and left. Amen. His car's down there, yeah, but when I seen him, he was running wide open down the road as hard as he could go. Thank God! I'd rather the boy meet me a little consultation, say, Brother Moore, I was down there. But when them things began to happen, I didn't agree with it. I seen I was going to get sunk if I didn't get out. I left my car and run for my life. Thank God, Betty, run. We need strength enough to run sometime, get away from it. You can't go in a store without parking yourself over there with that magazine rack and looking at every old magazine in there and looking out the window to see if anybody's looking. Stay out of there! Stay out of there! Don't go in there! Things that I used to do, I don't do no more. Things that I used to do, you know what the devil done? As poor, talented as I am, he come after me. We could use you to make rhythm for us on a guitar. I beg your pardon, son, I'm making rhythm for God. If you can't stand Holy Ghost rhythm, you don't need me and your bunch. Hallelujah. You're a great singer. We need you with us. I say, come on, go with us if you want to, but I ain't going with you. Strength! Are you here and you be strong enough to raise your hand and say, Brother Moore, I'm one of them you're talking to. And I'm coming to that altar of my own accord. I'm going to ask God to give me strength enough to get up out of here. And I'm coming down there and wait on God for some strength tonight to overcome. Had an old boy down home, was ordained free will Baptist preacher. He just kept coming. I just kept aggravating him like the Holy Ghost does. He does. He ain't mean. Holy Ghost is not ill-mannered, but he'll aggravate folks. No. Yes. No. It talks to you. Don't you do that. Don't. Hold it. No. That old boy come. Use tobacco. I'd get up to preach on the cross and preach on tobacco. I'm a preaching on heaven tonight and you can't use tobacco and go. I mean, I do that. I just do that every time. Maybe he just felt bad herself. Preacher friend of mine a while back got him 2 televisions and 2 diamond rings. I said, I ain't talking to him about it. I love him. He knows what to do and I loved him all my life. And I love him. He knows love him. And I ain't saying nothing to him about it. I could get in a special meeting somewhere and he could come and I was going to preach on the bottomless pit full of rings and televisions. He said, you know what you said tonight while you was preaching? I said, no, what to say? Say, you got after television again, and I told you I don't think we ought to fool with him no more. And you just let him know you just look like you're fond of him. I said, I sure won't tomorrow night. Preaching on spiritual gifts the next night. Why did you preach for 25 years and put on a gold ring? Holy Ghost would get on me. And that Baptist, Free Will Baptist preacher would come. He loved me and I loved him. We loved each other. I could tell him. But bam! I'd hit that tobacco. That was before three surgeon generals of the United States said it caused lung cancer. That's before we buried wife's sister with lung cancer from smoking. And buried her sister's husband with cancer of the lung from smoking. And that's what the great doctors at South Community Hospital said killed him, with cancer of the lung caused from cigarette consumption. Cigarette smoke. That's what the doctor said. Well, here come that free will again. Woo! Tobacco. You guessed it. Did you think I'd leave you alone? Did you think God would forget you? You guys are strange, so weak you can't hardly even sing or testify or go to church, and you think God's going to quit. See, God loves you. And since this old crooked tooth boy from Oklahoma will tell you, get up here! Get you some strength so we don't have to hold you up all the time. Amen? Glory to God. One night, the old boy raised his hand and said, I'm coming to the front to be prayed for, LL. Said, don't get loose, Mr. Backer. I love to pray for folks that use tobacco. Oh, I love it. I mean, I had it so bad, I'd quit one kind and be on another kind in 15 minutes. I'd swear off every kind of quit. Stinking stuff, choking, leave a bad taste in your mouth and ruin all your clothes, amen. And I had as bad as anybody. Never could quit till God delivered me. He got delivered, glory to God, and he said, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost like you do. I said, well, don't fuss about it. Pray and seek God, will you? He said, I'll do it. I was holding a meeting away off. Preaching on, renew my strength. I hope you get so much strength from God they can't hardly have a regular service for you wanting to tell something God's done for you. Amen. I hope I get so full of God, and I'm like old Brother Dillard was when he's nearly 90 years old, and they beg folks to sing, my throat, my throat, my throat. I'm not saying you don't have throat trouble sometimes, but you're going to have for sure if you don't quit. You're not for excuse if ain't nothing wrong with it. But he asked this and sang that and sang, I'll get somebody else, not me. I can't. He said, call on me, would you? Would you please call on me? I love that. I love that. Hallelujah. That old boy said he didn't believe in. I was off holding a meeting down in Oklahoma down there. I was trying to think the name of town. Haskell, and a fellow whooped a gun out and shot another dead right in front of me. I was preaching on Romans 1. I said, here it is, right in front of us on a little PA system. Shot him dead right in front of me. That's a meeting, that's preaching. Well, just before I started, I walked across Main Street, and here this 6'2" Baptist preacher met me in the middle of Main Street. Now, not dead, and Whaley got the curb. Round and around we went. I got the Holy Ghost in fire, with evidence speaking other tongues, how the Spirit gave utterance, and the free will sold me out. He's been running overdrive for 30 years. Running overdrive for 30 years. Walked into hospital after that in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Man laying there, bad sick. His back had been hurt real bad on a job and bad trouble. That old former Free Will Baptist felt the Holy Ghost in fire. God struck him out on a Sunday morning. He drove 150 miles to meet me in Main Street and tell me how God gave it to him. Couldn't speak in English till he drove 15 miles back home, sat out at the dinner table. That free will sold him. You know the best thing in the world, a man sometimes gets thrown out of the church. Did you read that over in John the 9th chapter? Threw that fellow out. The best thing that ever happened to him. Got thrown out of the church. Amen. I wouldn't mind go by some church sometime. See some fellow just coming, staggering out, falling nearly. Get thrown plumb out of it. Glory to God. Get woke up and get the power of God in him. Walked in that hospital room and had the strength of God in. Can you tell when anybody got the strength of God in? Have you ever been anywhere you say, hey, that old boy, something about that girl there. There's something about that woman right there. Power of God. He walked in that boy's bed, said, I'm going to pray for you. Prayed for him. Power of God come upon him, went right down his backbone. He said, I'm healed, preacher man. Said, that's gone. Said, that's been fixed right now. Said, it's all fixed. I'm leaving here. Said, my clothes, they got them hanging right there in the closet. Get them out. Said, put them on. No, no. He said, you're in insurance in here. Let's get the doctor in here. Check you out so insurance will cover what you're going to owe here. Well, they did. Just went and got him. Said, he demanded. Said, I'm all right. Got him in there. Said, went and checked him all up and down. Same down. Checked his reflexes. said, I can't find a thing in the world wrong with you. He said, I got to go then. He said, yeah, you can. Old man laying over in the bed against the wall, bad sick, said, good man, would you pray for me? Listen, healing ain't no joke. Power of God ain't no joke. God wants to help you. You're going to raise your hand right now and say, Brother Moore, I'm one of them. I need more strength. I ain't got enough of it, and I know it. Here's one. There's another. There's another. Here's another. Here. Come on. Come on up here. Come right on up here, children. You raise your hand especially. Come on up here. We're going to gather around and pray for you. Come on. Don't be ashamed. If you need strength tonight, young or old, you'll need to renew your strength. We all have to renew our strength at times. But if you're here and you know you need it, come on. We're going to pray. All these preacher brothers. Let's gather around them, children. Let's gather around and pray for them. My God, in the name of Jesus. Let's have the strength of God. Hallelujah. Do what you want to do.